I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's a taut thriller Tuesday, and I'll tell you why this I say. Because we might not be calling basketball tonight so much as the high-intensity negotiations of can a basketball game actually happen with three, if we're lucky, four players against five. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name's Matt Gourley.
And I'm Mark McConville. Tonight, we're getting a behind-the-scenes peek at the business of basketball. Now, the dirty dealings of the hardwood.
You're right. It takes five people to play a basketball game. You can do it with four, but you're down a player. Now, they're at three right now. With the fourth player running late, there is not necessarily a fifth. And Amanda came over and said, "Do you have $40?
There's a lot to process, and we haven't even gotten started on the show.
They have to pay $40 every time they do this to the league. But then I was like, sure, here's $40, but don't pay it until you know that the players are here.
Yeah, don't put money into a bad investment if you don't know it's going to...
Here's how the rec league gets you. The money's due by 7:05. If you don't have a fourth player by 7:10, you forfeit.
Right, so they get keep their money first. They're going to get their money no matter what, and that's just the man trying to keep everyone down.
That's right, and this is Pistol Shrimps Radio, the podcast where we call play-by-play on basketball women's rec league action. Tonight, that's up in the air, but we came anyway.
That's right. Tonight's opponent, if there is a game, is the Princess Layups, a team based off of a famous film franchise, Harry Potter.
That's right. Now, this is historically a very rough team.
Is this that team?
And so we were kind of wondering on the way over, is like, will they do the sportsman thing and play a player down as well? But I don't know.
They probably won't.
No, because they usually, they go hard. They go hard.
Well, in positive news, Matt, Ola from Sweden stopped by the table, said hello, and he brought us some Swedish candy. Now, I'd like you to just read the name of this candy.
Plop, with three P's.
And then, well, it starts with P and ends with two P's. And then how about this?
Kex. Hi, I'm Kex.
And I'm Plop.
And we do a rigid dance that's called a stick move.
I slather myself in toffee sauce. And then I'd throw my clothes away.
Yeah, and then I peel it off with paint stripper.
Listen, your three players for Pistol Shrimps starting lineup tonight are number 99, Jesse the Tank Engine Thomas.
Number 9, Amanda Fun Buns Lund.
And Paisley Gray, who also just left the room. So it's not even a guarantee that we have three players.
Randall Tex Cobb is on her way, but boy, knowing Los Angeles and the traffic patterns here, she might not make it, and we might just be sitting here at a table in a gymnasium talking about scratching places.
Well, speaking of scratching places, get to your scratching post, because I have it on good authority that 2 days from now is our Mark McConville's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And is what has now become a bit of a tradition here on Pistol Shrimps Radio when there's a birthday in the offing.
We got to have hooch? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Okay.
No, we don't have to drink at all.
Well, it's not a lot. It's not a lot.
No, but it's a lot for
but
me right
now.
But
it's a lot for me, too.
Yeah, well, take it easy.
We're just going to put that down out of sight. We are in a public park, for Christ's sake.
How about we drink every time the Pistol Shrimps gain a player?
You got it.
Okay. Happy birthday, my boogie.
Thanks, my boogie.
Do you know you're my best boogie? I'd have no boogie but you. And boogie, boogie, bugle boy, birthday debut.
Well, Matt, likewise. There's nothing like being a boogie. There's nothing like having a boogie.
That's right. Now, his birthday's on Thursday.
The 15th of November.
Up, so make sure you get on Twitter or Instagram or wherever and wish him a happy birthday. Send him in a gift. There's no game next week, but we'll get it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what's going to happen is we'll be on an airplane most of the day. So
on the 15th,
yeah. So I'll have that lovely thing where I'm not going to get Wi-Fi on the plane. I'm gonna watch less hours. I'm gonna watch some shitball movie.
Yeah,
probably two of them.
Yeah,
I just love watching a garbage movie on the way to somewhere.
Who doesn't?
And then when I get to New York, then I'll have all these messages.
That's right. Oh yeah,
it's almost like saving it up, like Christmas morning.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. Put your. I'd like to have the internet in like a bottleneck. Like get it. Can I dam the internet?
Can you throttle it?
Throttle it.
You want to throttle your own internet?
I want to dam it, not even throttle it.
What? Describe what you want.
A damming is stopping it until I release it. A throttling, I imagine, allows a little bit through.
So what are you looking? You're looking for a full do not disturb mode.
Yeah.
But on the entire
unless
internet.
It's an emergency.
For all people.
Yeah.
Everyone on Earth.
Uh-huh.
You're just going to stop the internet.
Yeah. Oh, no, for just me.
Oh, just you.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought maybe we're getting like a super villain origin story here.
That'd be worth
retaining the internet.
Exploring. Yeah.
Well, where are all... Oh, I see now. I'm looking down the way here. We got a lot of Princess Layup players.
It is. What time is it?
Well, Matt, right now it's
7:06.
So they've already got their money.
We've got 4 minutes for Randall Tex Cobb to show up, or we've got no game. Then what do we do with this episode?
I don't know, Matt. It's uncharted territory.
Maybe we'll interview the three remaining shrimps. There's a couple of Pistol Shrimps Radio's listeners here.
I'd be really disappointed if the people who came to see a game didn't get to see a game.
But on that measure, they would get a special experience that no other attendees have ever gotten. And that is no experience.
The unique experience of no experience here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Our promise to you is we'll give you virtually no experience in this podcast. Virtually no experience.
Well, Matt, while we're waiting for this to start up, we might as well just get into some email things because we do have a bunch of them.
Okay.
If you like the show and you want to email the show, it's pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. Let's just go and see what's in here.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning this is also a special season, Pistol Shrimps Endgame. It's the final season, which means after Thanksgiving, how many games we got left?
I believe we have three games after this. Because there's no game next week because of Thanksgiving. And then we might just... Actually, it might be two.
No, it's got to be more than
that. I don't think so. Let me look.
Certainly not.
Pistol Shrimps are doing some calisthenics and jumping jacks, trying to stay warm here. There's a game at the on the 27th of November at Pan Pacific Park.
There's Kristen. Randall Tex Cobb is in the house. That means you and I... Better take a drink because we've got ourselves a basketball game.
So there's a game on the 27th, a game on the 4th, and a game on the 11th. Happy birthday.
Cheers. So we got three left? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ in heaven. Oh,
somebody cleaned out Granddad's closet.
and then ringed it out into an old dick pan.
You got a little water there? You might need it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
when I went to Ireland and I went from the south to the north, I had Bushmills and I had Jameson. Bushmills, the whiskey of my people, I would sooner, much rather drink this Jameson.
Yeah,
sweeter.
You could work some lacquer off of wood with Bushmills.
Oh.
But Jameson, even still, whoa.
Good Irish
whiskey. You just heard Pistol Shrimps war cry right there. So let's see what happens here with the Princess Layups. They have every right to play five players, but the sporting thing to do would be to play 4-on-4.
I feel like this is the five people you meet in heaven are the five people that would put it down to four and then have Tuesdays with Maury here at Lake Street Gym for Pistol Shrimps Radio. This is Frank McCourt's Angela's Ashes, and I'm Kindergarten for the Soul.
How would you describe Lake Street Gym, Matt? This is probably just a little slice of basketball heaven here.
I guess. I mean, it is a gym just for a basketball court.
Gosh, it really is pretty
it's
bland.
Like no stage like they might do presentations or anything. I mean, we're talking padded ends of the walls, some kind of lockers, but really,
like these are like IKEA cubbies.
Yeah. You've got about 2 feet from the wall to the court on one side and another, I don't know, maybe 9 feet to the other. It's basically like this court existed and they built a frame around it. All right, it looks to me like...
Is that who I think it is, Matt? Referee Manfred Meatloaf.
You're right, and Porcupine JoJo's. Now, we've got a fifth player on the Pistol Shrimps team.
We do?
Do we?
No.
Well,
Who are you speaking of?
Well, there's more than 10 people. That's because the whole team's out there right now.
Yeah, this is the whole thing where they chat about what's going down.
Yeah.
So the referees here are sort of trying to figure out what's going to happen here. If we're playing 5-on-4, if we're going to go 4-on-4, he's giving an indication of... He just kicked that girl's shoe.
Oh, here comes Amanda with the wedding ring. This always makes me so nervous. Okay. But I can't wear it. It doesn't fit on me.
It's so quiet in the gymnasium here, Matt. You could hear a pin commit a crime.
You could hear a pin scream on a megaphone. Here's the great thing. I'm drinking whiskey, and a ring was just given to me.
Yeah,
that's not a good recipe.
Why is that not a good recipe?
Because I don't want to be responsible for this thing.
Here's what you could do. You could put it on like the bandy, the little piece of your glasses here. Don't do that. Now that I said that, don't do that.
Well, I put it in my...
Put it on your key ring.
I don't have a key ring.
You don't?
No.
Oh, boy. that's what I've done. Okay,
we
got the
tip
here. I put
it in my little change purse pocket. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Princess Leia's are playing with 5. This is going to be a slog for the pistol shrimp.
Like, what's the point? What do you need to prove?
Well, in a way, Matt, it's just sort of the pistol shrimps are freeloading on the system, trying to get away with not doing their part.
I suppose
the Princess
Layups, that way,
they showed up with plenty of people tonight. But yeah. I do feel bad because the pistol shrimps are down due to injury, correct?
Let's get a status last week at the game.
Melissa Stetton bent her finger back pretty damn bad. It's a bad sprain, and she'll be out of action for quite some time.
Yeah.
Molly's still dealing
with a hairline fracture.
That's right.
Captain Blasucci's out with a cold, although she was just decorating a bunch of cookies I ate, which means I'm probably in for it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, she's probably just dripping on it the whole time.
We got, once again, TLC left. She left town, man.
That's right.
For a man, right? She met a man, and it's over.
Well,
her love affair with L.A. is done.
Been together for quite some time, I think.
But they're hitting the road.
Yeah, and the sauce.
So
just like us.
Then what's the other, KV Vallon?
She's
still playing. No, Laura Jack left.
Oh, yeah, she left quite a while ago.
She left a while ago.
But you know who might be coming back? Allie. Do you remember her?
Oh, yeah.
I just saw on the text chain that she might be coming back. Anyway, it's 0-0 here with 18 minutes and 9 players on the team. 9 players playing. It's almost Christmas, Mark. I know you feel good about that.
I don't feel good about it.
There's
I want
no
to just
need
have
to
my
comment
birthday.
On it.
It did feel weird. I went to the UPS store today to return a little Amazon thing that I ordered.
Yeah.
And there was some Frank Sinatra Christmas music on.
Oh, yeah.
Felt bad.
I put on Dave Brubeck Christmas
2 points
a couple
for the,
days ago.
Princess
and
Layups.
Even Amanda was like, no Christmas music. And I was like, it's not. It's jazz.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Genre.
But wouldn't you could then you just, if you put Michael Bublé on, what would you would say?
That's Christmas,
he's Christmas.
He's more known for like selling out for the season.
What's his main tune?
That
just shows you how far out of it
I
am.
I don't know.
Fierce defense from the Pistol Shrimps here.
Yeah.
Cabs with a rebound. That's Randall Tex Cobb for those of you who've been listening for a while. It's 2-0 in favor of the Princess Layups.
That's right. And the Prince.
So if Motley Crue put out a Christmas album, you'd say, I'm just putting on some rock music.
Just putting on some heavy metal. And if that's the case, Motley Crue, I'm listening.
2 points for the Princess Layups, 4-0. What about like Gary Ho Ho Hoey and his guitar Christmas? You're not going to listen to that at all, I feel.
No, just I listen to that year-round. Oh, my girl takes a shot. It doesn't happen. Rebounded. Oh, that's a whiskey burp. I take a whiskey burp. I take a lager burp.
Some ball movement here from the Princess Layups.
Give me some of that candy.
Oh, which one do you want? You want a Kex? Because Kex is chocolad. C-H-O-K-L-A-D.
Yeah, I'll take a Kex.
Or do you want a plop, which is Majol chocolat med ringlande toffee and filling.
Oh, yeah. Milk chocolate.
Let's
with,
just do a toffee.
Do you remember, didn't...
I feel like somebody sent us plop before.
Jeremy in Buffum's fragrance counter said his boyfriend was named Kex, right?
Kex,
or
yeah.
Her boyfriend.
Yeah, there's a Kex. We got free throws here, man.
Oh, it's time for some
free throw Gonjocles, the ocean boy, came out and gave his gills a reach around.
No good on the free throw. His mother had been worried about him, for she had made a stew of barley and leaf leavings. That one went in 5-0.
Mm. Oh boy,
what do we got here? Mm. Well, that's like a we're eating plop. It's directly from Scandinavia.
It kind of lives up to its name. It's super
It's
soft.
Really plopping on me here. Yeah, maybe you got to put those in the fridge. What is that?
I'm not much for refrigerated candy.
Well, you're not?
No.
I feel like it changes the game. A frozen Snickers, nothing better. Amanda Lund on defense here. Ooh, that looked like a foul from Amanda there, but instead, the layup score, it's 7-0. At least there's a light and fun attitude from the Pistol Shrimps tonight.
Yeah, until the Prince's layups start chucking bows.
They might start doing it.
Layups steal it from our Shrimps.
I mean, they're just going to have an easy time shooting from outside here, Matt. Now it's 9-0.
9-0, that's right.
I don't know. Are the Shrimps going to get anyone else tonight?
I don't know. Tonight's an anomaly. This is, you know, let's do something different.
What do you got in mind?
I don't know. I don't have anything in mind. You know me. I'm brain dead as hell today. I had a long day, and if you can sense it in my voice, I'm not going to lie to you, the listener. It's been a long day. But that doesn't mean I'm not here, and I'm not ready to use my voice to call basketball action.
You want to talk about it, Matt? You got your something wrong? You okay?
Oh, no. I'm okay. I've just been so busy the past 2 weeks, and I'm not someone who thrives on busyness. You know what
You're
I mean?
You're not one of those maniacs who just needs 500 different things going on
no.
at one time.
Although I will say, like, when I have free time, I stay busy. I never get bored. I like to do things, like work on things, projects. But when they're forced on me, not forced on me, but when they're work-related, it does get a little stressful.
Okay. Well, we got some packages. Did I ever finish reading that email?
I'm not sure you did.
I don't think I did. I think I just started it. But this is a box that we get from Hannah and Elizabeth. Hope this box finds you well, and these are Shrimps are in the lead. Well, they're not. The two of us have been best boogies since childhood, and now that we're old and in grad school in different places, Pistol Shrimps keeps us connected through laughs so hard we can't sit down sometimes, spoonerisms, and singing loudly in homage to Matt.
Hey, look, Shrimps got 5.
Who's the 5th?
No, I mean points.
Oh, 5 points for the Shrimps. When did that happen?
It's 9-5. Get a cup of coffee, stumble to the kitchen.
Get yourself a fish of full of wishing.
Yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Yeah, we got
to
take a sip of booze because Molly Hockey just showed up, except it's not Molly Hockey. It's a different person.
Oh, that's Mo Wells.
That's Mo?
Yeah.
All right. Molly Hockey checks in. Number 33, Molly Hockey.
Mm-hmm. Molly Hockey. It's definitely Molly Hockey.
The player from the Pistol Shrimps. Check out her podcast about semen.
That's right. She's trying to make a baby with a bunch of sailors.
That's what Molly's up to these days.
Jesus.
Yeah, that whiskey's really getting you. All right. We hope you enjoy these snacks, some of which are local Ohio snacks, including this addictive jam. We don't know what it is. Forgive us if it is, in fact, a jar of shit globs. We also included shrimp-friendly pistols if halftime could use a little friendly fire. We wanted to say a special hi, hello, and hey or H to our pal Kubich, and wanted to pitch the idea of Kubich performing a few holiday song covers for 'Tis Almost the Season.
See?
Anyways, thanks for all of your loyal podcasting. You're doing the Lord's work. Go screw Hannah and Elizabeth and Hannah's little sister, Sarah, who's loved the shrimp since age 10.
Oh, my God.
And has
She's
been featured in
now.
Countless homegrown Cloris Leachman songs.
Wow.
Well, Hannah and Elizabeth, thanks so much. We got a whole box full of treats here, Matt.
We three conks of Orientia, barring geeps of Tabas afar, feach and taunt and mosque and mountain, up and lean follow star. Oh, starch of wonder, starch of pracht, starch of glory, butchy back, heap. In the grab and keep it going, starry to the starry
all right.
notch.
All right, Kubich, what if I'm not a religious person and I just want a little Santa Claus is coming to town?
Bother Wachuk, you bother not crotch, bother not such, I'm dogging a Dutch. Santi Klutsch is cocking to tooch. He knows been got the scandal. He knows.
It's a timeout here. 14-7 in favor of the Princess Layups. Pistol Shrimps are down by 7. There's 11 minutes and 22 seconds on the clock. Oh, there's a whole bunch of these. They sent a bunch of free throw scriptures.
Free throws? I'll read one.
But they might be theirs.
Maybe. And from the darkness bounce a lemur who said, howdy, I'm Shrove Tuesday Larry. And he healed many who come forth with a case of the uglies and turned them into turnips, but at least they weren't ugly.
Oh, we have some fun on the show, don't
Soft
we, Matt?
Soft eating licorice? I well, love that. Oh.
Yeah, that's what you're going to want. I like the black stuff.
Soft eating. Now that's some soft eating licorice.
Tonight's game brought Wait to you minute. By Daryl Lee, Soft Eating Licorice. It's so soft you don't need teeth.
And guess what? Molly Hockey showed up again. And that means it's time
for Pistol Shrimp's Confession. I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah, I drank the whole thing.
Holy shit, Mark.
How much is in here? It's 50 milliliters. Mm. So I should be good to go. I wash it down with a little strawberry licorice like our Irish ancestors used to do.
Well, now that's some soft-eating licorice.
Straight whiskey followed by soft-eating licorice.
Jameson, have you any of that soft-eating licorice you've made? No, but I made some whiskey. I'm not interested.
Shot from Jesse Thomas. No good. Rebound by the Princess Layups.
It's 14-7, and I'll tell you what, the Shrimps are doing better than, you know, it could be.
I thought this would be an absolute squank fest, and it's not.
Are you going to Squank Fest this year?
I bought tickets for Friday, but I can't go Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, what about this weekend? You want to go twanging?
Yeah, man. I've just got my pants laundered. I'm pretty much ready to go. I'm putting some chains on my tires, and we'll be good to go, man.
Uh-huh. Me and Cloris Leachman are going down to Scoreman's Chomp to cut farts.
I've been down there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it gets crowded, though.
Me and Baseless Jimmy doing ankle babes at Gravestone Keep.
Unbelievable. The goddamn Princess Layup scored a goddamn basket. Now it's 16. Wait. The Pistol Shrimp scored.
Yeah.
I'm mad about nothing.
Be happy about something.
That whiskey really kicked in, I guess.
Yeah. I haven't felt it yet.
Ball went out of bounds off of Amanda Funbun's Lund, I think.
I'm surprised I haven't felt it because all I had for dinner was an egg.
All I had for dinner was a hard-boiled egg. A hard-boiled egg. A hard-boiled egg.
All I had for dinner was
a hard-boiled egg. So I can wish you Merry Christmas.
Looks like someone's faking Santa Claus. Dressed up like Jimmy in my mother's paws.
All right, back to basketball. It's 14-9. The ball is coming right at the table here, but it's out of bounds. Paisley Gray will inbound to the double nine, Jesse Thomas.
Oh, that's good licorice. That's some soft eating licorice.
You coming down now a little bit?
Yeah.
Or are you coming up? Does it bring you down or does it pump you up? Are you like David Letterman eating a stack of chocolate right before you go out on the Ed Sullivan stage?
Well, I think the whiskey's canceling out the candy.
Yeah, that could be problematic.
But it reminds me of
A Better Time.
In the song, the best lyrics ever in Luckenbach, Texas. Only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars attuned good and firm, feeling women. But what if it was only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars attuned good and soft, eating licorice?
Well, first of all, it wouldn't whine.
You're good. Only two things in life that make it worth living.
ticklish. That make it real ticklish.
Only two things in life that make me real ticklish is guitars attuned good and soft eating licorice.
I don't need my name in the marquee lights.
Because I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. With Waylon and Willie and the boys.
This is Outlaw Country's Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name's Shafter Wasco, and welcome to the Wilderness Hour. We've got country music coming out our ears and up our butts.
My name's Doc Bosco, and I got half a vocal cord because the other one left with my wife.
Back when I was touring with Buck Owens, and what I was doing was just setting up the merch tent. I was not allowed to sell any merchandise or deal with people in any way. I was the tent master.
Back when I was bucking with Tour Owens, I forgot the joke.
16-11 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps opposition.
Boom, boom. Princess Layups with the ball. They're going to pass inside. Nice shot. It's in. Supermom with the basket there.
Just a little more sauce for Daddy. Daddy's pasta's a little dry.
Oh, yeah. 18-11 in favor of the Princess Layups. Let me get back into this. Oh, this guy sent complaints.
Are they real Pistol complaints?
Yeah, let's see. You guys have been milking this past its best by date for a while already. Let me be the first to offer a hearty handshake and a vigorous head nod as you wind this puppy up. As Vince Lombardi once said, better two seasons too long than three seasons too long. I guess, although neither is ideal, really. Second complaint.
What's his point? Doesn't he already know we're ending?
How dare McConville judge Kubich's speech and pass a sentence of needs translation by me? That's the white male East Coast elite patriarchy at work right there.
This is the white male email.
We hear this precious angel, and we don't need the white man to tell us what he really meant. Free Kubich.
I get on board.
Complaint
for that.
The third. How do you not release unboxing videos of you opening gifts from listeners?
That's a fair complaint.
This would have an added frisson of excitement if you did it live in case someone had the foresight to lace some cookies with poison or a load of teddy bear with sarin gas.
I don't like where this guy's coming from.
Okay.
It's 2111, by the way.
Here's more of a suggestion. Could Matt start naming boats and nautical vessels on one of your remaining episodes? Now, this guy said, but with love from Toronto, but this is a very threatening email.
Yeah, I was just in Toronto. Did I wrong him?
I don't know what happened.
Hmm.
But there was a guy who, oh, here, this is a good one. We'll read this next. 2111, let's get back to basketball
for Christ's sake. 5 minutes left on the clock.
Easy rebound for Paisley Gray, who passes to Jesse Thomas, and the Shrimps will start up that hill.
Start Up That Hill is a song for Jill. She likes songs by me tonight. I met Jill in a parking swill where we got real down tonight. She was driving a Ford and unplugging a cord, and a baby was named Roseanne. She was neither our child or our daughter, it seems, but she was making it by in some Jordache jeans. I've got whiskey in me and a baby for three. That's a family to be one day, unless I keep on drinking and go hard on my luck, and I'll chancellor myself. Could you chancellor yourself?
We're going to time out here. Matt. This is from Darren Stanford. Hey, fellas, I'm making a new D&D character and basing it off your scriptures.
I love it.
Problem is, he needs a name.
I got it.
I've been tearing out what little hair I have left, and it isn't much. Trying to think of one. I've decided to ask the pros. Can you guys run through a list of potential cleric names? Love you guys, all your podcasts, and I'm real sour that this is being dropped. Your bug, Darren.
Now that's how you write an
email. If Kubich is in town, could he help as well?
Sure. Kubich will give you some names first. Karap. Dunikuchas. Membos. Darankak.
Now I was going to say Membos.
Oh, you were?
Membos.
Okay.
Membos the Wise.
Now let's do some.
Right. And these are real ones. I mean, Kubiches are fun and all, but we're really good at naming Dungeons and Dragons clerics.
Toenail Head.
Marsh Shapiro.
That One Whisker.
Glade. The mountain smelling kind.
Okapi, but a crossword clue.
Kiltash.
Soft eating licorice.
Hard sweetened dick swish.
Oh, I can smell that black licorice.
That last one had like pepper on it.
We had some last weekend. What do you call it? What's the alcohol?
Saturday.
That's right. We had Saturday. It was saltimbanco.
Saltimbuca?
Sambuca.
Sambuca. Saltimbuca is like a pork wrapped in something.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's 23-14, 3:30 left on the clock.
Nifty two ball movement here from the Princess Lambs. God damn.
Not
I mean, I'm
shirts.
Looking at that like, ooh.
Maple bacon onion jam?
Doodah, doodah.
Maple bacon onion jam all the doodah day. Going to spread some mape, going to spread some bake. Get my money on a bobtail hag, chocolate and lady in the bay.
That's the addictive jam sent to us by those ladies in Ohio.
Homegrown popping corn. Wow, look at the sound.
Homegrown popping corn. Popping corn, Tennessee. Paisley Gray with 2 points, 25-16 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Except not, it's the other team that leading. It's just wishful thinking
for
me.
It is the other team that leading.
The other team that leading.
Only two things in life that make it worth living. Guitar is a tune good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the old.
Oh, that's out of bounds. You got to blow the whistle on that one. And Molly Hockey with the rebound.
Kind of. How can it be that Molly Hockey's on the court and sitting in the bleachers at the same time?
I feel like we're in a Michael Keaton movie.
Yeah, My Life.
My Life. Yeah.
Or he takes a video camera on a roller coaster?
Yeah, he videotapes a roller coaster experience. Hell, people do it all the time. You can go on YouTube right now and probably watch people go down the Splash Mountain or whatever
That's true. I went down another stunt show YouTube rabbit hole the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Which one's this one?
Well, I usually just start with Miami Vice, see if anybody's put up new footage.
And?
I found a new one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, is it new because it's just a different day?
I don't
the
know.
The show
I've
didn't
never
change.
No, the show's gone.
But the show, I'm saying, let's say there's 10 versions of on YouTube.
Yeah, different actors.
It's different actors, but they're...
Different nuances. You know, it's the special nature of theater is that it's live. You never know what you're going to get. It's
yeah, of course.
Exciting.
But are you saying, is there a... Do you have one bookmarked as the best?
No, I should.
Did
but
you
then I watched a behind-the-scenes, homemade behind-the-scenes of the Wild West stunt show.
Up here at Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of Los Angeles.
That's right.
And then what's that? So that's just some of the people in the show doing a behind-the-scenes.
The guy who played Felix took a handy cam in. I felt like he was annoying people, though. Oh, it's time for some free throw scriptures.
I got it. Leonard the Fist shouldn't have been out after dark, but he found himself surrounded by wolf women.
And then Leonard the Sixth was a movie that many people regret, but Jesus himself sat on high and watched it wall high and said, hey, this isn't half bad.
So some of his friends came over sober as the morning light and watched it and decided he was wrong and the drugs were doing their job.
Then the North Star took a wink into Clarence the Angel and sent him down on an angel drop. Excuse me, I gotta swallow some soft-eating licorice, and that's part of the scripture.
27-18 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. We're about to hit halftime here, Maddie. What do you think of that?
I like hitting halftime.
Got some more notes here. God. All right. Seems weird.
1.2 seconds left.
Oh!
It's 27-18. I mean, that's not bad.
Why don't you add two more points to that? It's 27-20 here
These
at halftime.
These shrimps could feasibly come back, and we'll have ourselves a monster of rock. Second half.
Corey Barnes writes, my friend Kevin recently told me about the podcast, and I am simultaneously smitten and saddened to hear I'm catching the very end of this ride. I enjoy the podcast, and I'm excited to hear how the season turns out. Enclosed, you'll find a number of vintage NBA cards.
Ooh.
I know that big hoops fans like you two will no doubt recall many fond memories of watching these Titans play. I cannot wait
to hear the remaining episodes and wish these Our Shrimps luck the rest of the way. Your boogie, Corey Barnes.
Notice that fans was left out and he put it back in with a caret, but he was writing in cursive, but that he did.
That's printed.
Yeah.
For any Pistol Shrimps fans in New York City, my buddy Kevin has a monthly comedy show called Lo-Fi. Oh, okay. It's at Union Hall in Brooklyn. So go see that, I guess.
That's right.
All right.
We're going to be in Brooklyn, too. We've got a sold-out Super Ego run coming, except we opened up a new show, and that's Friday night. This Friday, we're doing a special Thanksgiving Super Ego show where it's Thanksgiving dinner and Super Ego characters you know and love come one by one.
Will there be actual food?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Come on over. We got some people.
Oh, look at
how's
this.
How's it going? What's
what
your
a
name?
Great shirt.
Logan, nice
Logan,
to meet you.
Logan, hello.
He's sporting a Pistol Shrimp shirt.
Yeah. My girlfriend got me this shirt a couple years ago for my birthday. It's a great gift.
Oh, wow.
She's wonderful.
Where are you from?
I live in Oregon now, but from Kansas originally.
Oh, nice.
So I'm the creator of Barley Bot, the me and Cloris Leachman Twitter
oh,
bot.
Oh, my.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
God, whoa. If you don't know about this, check it out on Twitter, BarleyBot.
Well, you know, that's actually what I'm here to talk about. So if you looked at it, you'll see that it hasn't posted in a while. It turns out that I think Twitter shut it down as one of the bots. I think it might have been co-opted as part of a large Russian botnet.
What? But maybe it was.
Amplify.
Maybe do you think that you brought down the election?
Well, I think it was definitely involved in amplifying, you know, divisive language. you know, really trying to. Involved in a large operation to kind of sow discord between those who like, you know, young Frankenstein and those who like old Dracula. super happy. To be here.
Thank you, Logan. I appreciate
Logan,
it.
Logan, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
you almost didn't get a game tonight, so we're glad that this is going on.
Yeah.
Shout out to Paul R. in Washington, D.C. He listens.
Paul R.
Big old shout out to Paul R. What do you think Paul's real last name is?
Rondosos.
I was going to go with Rage
Against the Machine.
It's just another bomb track here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Just another bomb track Monday.
Ooh. We have so much mail that I just feel like I have to only do that, and the basketball's going to play second fiddle for a while.
No, I'll handle the basketball.
You got
it's
it,
It's
going
to get good. It's 27-20 as we go into this hour, second half. It's 1958 on the clock. That's the year. Eisenhower's still making calls from the Resolute desk there in the Oval Office of this, our White House. Does it mean I should jock with no pauses? Is that what it means?
I think people would enjoy it.
Okay. Paisley Gray takes a shot, but it's a shot too far, just like a bridge too far, starring Sean Connery, Edward Fox, Robert Shaw, Baker's Dozen Bill, and the Kickman Trio. And now a layup takes a shot, but it ain't going to happen. It's rebounded by Jesse the Tank Engine Thomas. Hello, I'm Ringo Starr. Jesse's taking her time doing a talk to the ball, but the ball conversation is a dribble while she walks down the woody floor. She's going to make a fast break pass back to who is Molly Hockey in a different world off to Randall Tex Cobb for a three-pointer. Doesn't go in into the hands of these there layups who are going to posse to someone named 21, and she does a go throw to someone else, and it's a pop around popcorn, get around, go horn, toot-ta, toot-ta, manic Monday, Tuesday's better than a Wednesday for the Thursday lunch. There's no points made, so I must keep it on talking. Jesse Thomas is back with the ball, and she's getting small, and she's making tall, and she's making the day,
Guess what? Now she's breaking in. Ooh. Pass to Paisley Gray, who pops it in, and finally I'm free.
Oh, Matt, you had the curse of basketball non-pointage. Dear Matt and Mark, sorry to hear that the show's ending. You'll be missed. Mark, you mentioned your love of maple syrup. My cousin and his wife, Sugar, in Pennsylvania, where I originally hail from. Please enjoy the enclosed as a token of my appreciation. Best regards, Stephen. Watch!
Wait a minute.
Sugar's a verb. It's to make maple syrup. Matt, look at this.
Oh, no kidding. Is it really? Wow. Amanda has a friend named Sugar.
Locks maple.
That looks good.
Oh boy! And then what's in here? There's probably something over here for you, Maddie. What do you think this is right here?
That's
probably just
a
second one for you. Yeah, look at that.
It better be. I like syrup too.
Oh yeah, we see we have our own individual little.
Yeah, that's very nice.
That's so nice of you. Thank you very much. I'll put that on. Yeah, what do you put syrup on?
Beef.
Like a carne asada burrito.
It's time. And Lothar, the bowling green person who had a tooth sale, ended up chomping on sausage, but it didn't do nothing because he had a real good day at the yard.
But Gabrielle, the prison warden, shouldn't have never, ever said who did it.
And then a bearded kid from the high plains came down with a case of the whooping kicks.
Jesse Thomas surrounded by the other team. Three people on her. She takes a shot. It doesn't go in, but boy, that was a strong effort there. 28-22 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. We're going to get some... what are we getting here? This is an inbound pass.
Hey, let me ask you a question about socks.
You got it.
So take Amanda's socks, right?
I got them.
Over
the
calf.
And they say coffee on them.
Yeah, I get how those stay up. Look at Paisley's. They're below the calf, but above the ankle. I can't keep socks like that up to save my life.
Oh, long shot from Molly Hockey off the back of the rim. No good. Yeah, where is Paisley?
Right there, 53.
Yeah, those are...
I even take walks around the neighborhood, and it's weird. My left sock falls, and my right sock doesn't, and it's the same for all socks.
You got left ankle disease?
I must.
Yeah. It doesn't matter the sock? You got to try, like, a stance. You get stance socks? Those are good socks.
Buffalo stance?
Stance. No, just stance. I mean, they might have buffaloes
stance?
On them. Yeah, race dance. The Ghostbusters. They probably make Ghostbuster
no,
socks.
No, race dance.
Race dance?
Where you have to dance according to your race.
I do it every time I dance, Matt. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Do a jig and a reel.
Jesse Thomas from downtown.
Oh, it is now 28-25, 15:45 left on the clock. This is getting exciting.
Stolen here. Pistol Shrimps have the ball.
Oh, fast break for Molly Hockey. She's going to lay it up and put it in for two.
Beautiful basket by Molly Hockey.
They are in bounds and out of town because call your mom. It's Vacation Alley.
Vacation Alley this Friday on Fox following the all-new show starring Mark Paul Gosselaar and Paul Mark Lossiger.
That's right. It's and Paul Mark Loch Nessiger.
Long distance log trucker.
Long distance log trucker. Hot-hearted, waiting to feel the sound. It got quiet.
It did
when
seem
I got
to get
loud.
real quiet when you
shot by the layups. Doesn't happen. They'll pop it back up. It ain't gonna happen again. Out on the layups. That means it's Pistol Shrimp's ball. We are of a 1-point gap.
This is closer than a Georgia gubernatorial race, Matt.
You're not kidding, because politics are topical, and topical ointments.
Ointments are the way that you get your skin cleared up, rash man.
Rash man Dinkus, this Friday night after 6 o'clock nights.
Nights?
Oh, come on! Oh, my God.
Jesse got ran over there, but don't worry, Matt.
That's when they get dirty. I don't like it.
Matt, the Justice Zebras just made it happen here.
They did, and good for them. They were, you know, the checks and balances are in place, but it doesn't mean that these girls shouldn't police themselves.
Tonight's referees, folks, you don't have to worry. They are law and order referees.
That's right, yeah.
And they are keeping...
Oh, come on! Jeez! They just pushed her out of bounds. I'm going to throw some soft-eating licorice out there.
Oh, don't waste it.
You're right.
You know, you want to throw some keks. That's another thing. Nice pass into Jesse Thomas. Thomas has the ball.
You know what?
Effortlessly passes over to Molly Hockey. No good.
I think they're getting dirty because I think they were, like, feeling real cocky, and now they're realizing, oh, my God, we could lose this, so we better play the only way we can to win, and that's, like, dirtbags.
Are you sure this is the dirty team? Because I feel like it isn't.
I feel like
the dirty team is red.
All right.
Lucille
Thomas
Ballers,
with the ball,
maybe?
Maybe.
Look, yeah, nobody should. Like don't play
right.
dirty.
I think you're right.
Long shot from Thomas.
Oh. She's taking three-pointers like they're going out of sticks.
And they are. When the lights go down in the city. Sticky. Not by sticks. I'm blanking on the Sticks song here, Matt. Is that Mr. Roboto?
Lady!
Is Mr. Roboto Sticks?
Yeah.
You went and saw Sticks, right?
No, I saw Journey.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought you went with Amanda and her uncle.
No, I saw Yes.
Oh, you saw Yes. Yeah. That's a demanding concert.
Jeez. It's time for some free throw scriptures.
You got it.
And Barbizon, the modeling god, came down and said, why don't you give me a fashioned runway step and I'll give you six dresses and a dick wallet.
And then Torto, the zoo orphan, had his parents select him from a lineup of children men.
And then Tortoise, the one-friended kid, gave himself a ridiculous amount of turkey baster buff.
Then Clive Owen went in the kitchen and started chive throwing.
You going to Clive Owen's chive throwing?
I go every year. I bring my own hot baked potato, and I just rip it open, and I say, Clive, get him over here if you can,
weak-armed
left-hander.
Ooh, Jesse Thomas with a back pass. Oh, and it goes straight into the arms of the layups.
Into the arms of a good friend. Oh, how sweet it is on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
2 points for these, not our shrimps.
Is that true? Did that really happen?
Did it not get...
I don't think it went in.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, 30-27. Long
three-pointer from Molly Hockey.
Airball.
I like this new Molly Hockey.
Not I
do, that I
too.
I don't like the old Molly Hockey. I'd like to have them both.
Well, as far as I can tell, it's the same Molly Hockey. There aren't two of them.
No, for sure.
Absolutely not, and this is not a thing that TMZ needs to cover or Axios News or whatever the hell news outlet wants to come down here.
There's not a gimp Molly and a normal Molly.
There's no conspiracy theory here, folks. Stolen. Ooh. Oh, we got a foul here. That's a tap-your-elbow foul on Molly Hockey.
I think these are good refs.
What are their names again?
Huh?
Is that Darntosh the Kidge?
Yeah, and the other one is Woochie Woochie. Oh!
11 minutes on the clock, 30-27 in favor of the Princess Layups. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Okay, we still got a conversation going here from Molly Hockey.
Mimbio Mumbio.
She might be, if she's got a recorder in her pocket, she might be making a screenplay tonight. She's just trying to get realistic dialogue. You ever read that Andy Kaufman book, Matt, by Bob Zemuda? Off the front rim.
The one he wrote? Or
Bob Zemuda wrote a book about
Andy
Kaufman.
Oh, yeah. I read, there are two books about Andy Kaufman that came out at the same time, and his was one of them, and it was pretty tough to read.
Yeah, free throws here coming from Jesse Thomas.
And a river was born out of the makeshift arms of a dildo.
And Nate Funk, the high priest of Tejan Village, got on some cross-country skis and just had himself a Waldorf salad party.
And a village chief named Boombox made a Sunday different than it was before, so no one went to church and they all had a fork picnic.
But when the night came and the dusk had settled, nobody could see anything, and so Flashlight Jim came down and said, I invented this thing that I named after me.
And Bob Seger in the Rubber Bullet Band took a shot and shot it back, and it snapped back into Jesse Thomas's hand.
32-30.
Long pass to Molly Hockey.
Hockey over to Gray. Gray takes a shot.
Puts it up for two.
Beautiful play.
It is all tied up here, ladies and gentlemen. This is a gift. Vuvuzela.
9:30 on the clock, folks. We got ourselves a barn burner.
3-2-2-3-2.
I think we got a timeout here, Matt. Let's open this last package here.
Last package. Yes! How do you feel, Matt? I feel good. I got whiskey in my wood. Oh, this thing's real. That's a Allagash box.
Yeah, this is from... it's an Allagash white box, but I don't think there's beer in here.
Beer in here.
Oh, but look at this, though. Some Allagash stickers.
Oh,
okay. A little postcard here. Hi, Mark and Matt. You want to read that?
Hi, Mark and Matt. Long time, first time. I'm sending this little care package your way as an anonymous thank you for all of the wonderful years of podcasting. All of these goodies have come from my place of employment, Oligosh Brewing, up in Portland, ME. If you ever make it out there, give us a holler. Love you, my boogs. Go Shrimps. Charlie. Oh,
good
nice.
God.
Oh, an enormous thank you, not an anonymous thank you.
We can't ship beer. So here are free tokens for beer if you ever make it to the brewery. Portland, Maine is such a delightful city.
I've been there briefly.
I had a great time there. I was there.
They have a big sporting goods store that looks like a theme park.
I saw that. You want maybe these socks will stay up around your ankles, Matt.
Sock guy.
These are Hoppy Table beer socks. Mm. Got a little
Jesse
Allagash.
Thomas, the game is back on. Passes Allagash to Gray, who pops it up. Doesn't happen. It's still all tied up here with 9 minutes left on this, an American clock ticking away as our lives fall to the cosmic waves of time.
We got Allagash hats. We got Allagash t-shirts. Allagash mugs.
Allagash.
You know what I like is that Allagash Curieux. It's aged in bourbon barrels. Oh, that is some good stuff. You're going to have yourself a merry little Christmas. Why don't you get a little bit of that going?
Up yourself, a merry little crotch much. Marco, you'll try brunch.
Hey, Matt, can I ask you a real serious question?
Oh, come on. Yeah.
You crutch much?
I do about weekday crutching. On weekends, I like to smash crutch.
It is easier on the weekend.
Long pass to Thomas.
She's got a three-pointer in her. Oh, off the back rim. It looked real pretty.
The net doesn't.
Oh, Jesse Thomas.
Does an actual somersault.
She might be an X-Man. X-Woman?
You might be an X-Man if.
Are you able to generate pepperoni out of your fingertips? Or you might be an X-Man.
Are you riding around in a bald-headed wheelchair thinking about other people's pain?
Hey, do your headaches make people's ears bleed? You may be an X-Man.
Do you wear sunglasses? Otherwise, you'll make people slice in half with a light sausage.
Did you have your skeleton mysteriously replaced with some metal by some people you never met before? You may be an X-Man.
Do you walk through walls even though you don't always mean to? Ah, 2 points for them.
When you throw cards, do they start on fire? You may be an X-Man.
You have a sliver of gray hair down the middle of your scalp. And then I think you kill people if you kiss them. You may be an X-Man.
Are you super fat and you just sort of like yell at everyone?
Are you an X-Man? You might be an X-Man.
34-32 with about 7 minutes on the clock here. We got a tight one, Matt, and Molly Hockey's going to shoot some free throws.
Jesse needs to go down on her knees to catch some breath. Here we go for some free throw scriptures. And everyone in the village gathered outside the village to laugh at the village and talk about the village behind its hut.
M. Night Shyamalan was not in attendance, for he had gone to Austin for a festival appearance.
And day... And N. Day... On the up and up, a lamb.
Air ball here from the La Princesse Layups. 34-33. Boy, this one is a... It's a tense game.
Two more points for the layups. That
we
means
don't like
it's
it.
36-33, but we got 6 minutes left, and these hour shrimps can come back.
Plenty of time here on the clock for the Pistol Shrimps to keep this game tighter than a snare drum in winter.
That's right. I've been out there playing snowfield paradiddles.
Till my din turns blue.
And my interns screw. I'm trying to make my interns mate. It's hard to get them in captivity to do it.
It's the only way I can get more interns, man.
I have to dress myself in an intern costume and rub myself in intern pee.
What am I going to do, go on Stinkedin and try to find some more interns? I don't think so.
I've been on Stinkedin. I ended up buying a bunch of snakes.
Why did it have to be snakes on Pistol Shrimps Radio?
Asps, very dangerous. You go first.
Oh, boy. 36-33 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. I want them to win so bad.
I do, too.
Driving over here, folks, we just didn't have a hope or a prayer. It really didn't seem. It seemed like it was always darkest before the dawn.
It's always darkest just before the dawn.
Is that a real song? Jesse Thomas gets the ball away from the Princess layup, so she'll drive down the court and she'll put a layup in the bucket. 36-35 in favor of the Princess layups, but we got some quick action. They're doing a little cherry picking down there.
And Perry chicken. That's when Steve Perry auditions ladies to be on the dating game.
This is a part-time job for him.
And me.
Molly Hockey with the ball. She's going to dribble. She's going to pull up and shoot. Off the back rim. No good. Gray tries for a rebound. Can't get it. Ball's off Gray, and the Shinsha-Shayups will take over.
Shinsha-Shayup Nation.
Matt, so this lady Jessie listened to our podcast for 9 hours at a layover at LAX.
Oh, my God. She must have been crazy at the end. Like,
they're laughing in a quiet airport. Jesse and Mike, we're sorry you had a big layover, but, you know, good. I'm glad. I hope you got where you're going. Thomas with behind-the-back dribble. She'll pass over to Gray. Long shot. That's not going in.
You can feel the fatigue on the Shrimps, but they're fighting hard and they're fighting long.
It's the only thing they know how to do. Fight hard. The Dewey Cox story.
And the Cooey Ducks.
We got a rebound from Amanda Funbuns.
Get off my wife!
We might have got a timeout here.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on. Shrimps need it. They're huffing and puffing and blowing the house down over here.
That's right. Look, 36-35. These girls are fighting hard. They deserve your acclaim. Because you know what? The layups over there, right now it's a timeout. They're getting manicures and drinking lemonade.
Yeah, look at them over there.
They're probably in tanning booths.
They're probably having diet kombucha.
One of them's watching The Real Housewives of Dan Solio Boja.
Well, this is from David Spaulding. My boogies, good to see you.
Kasu Leach, good to see you.
The main reason people listen to this show is to be serenaded by Matt's lovely singing voice. The main reason?
No, that's not true. There's something for everybody. You know, everybody's got a reason.
That might
coming.
Be David's main reason. Yeah. Can we please have Matt treat us to a farewell concert of the following classics and deep cuts? Why don't I do it for you?
Yeah, you do it.
It's in the way that she use it. I don't know this one. You know this better. It starts with Stage Lights.
Oh, that's Min May's song.
That's Min May's song. I know what it is. I don't have the melody in me like you do.
Stage Lights flash. Yeah!
Shoot!
The
score!
Smash!
37-36. This may be the first.
This is my time to be a star.
I think this is the Pistol Shrimps' first lead of the game here.
And the thrill that.
No good. I rebound feel. Hockey. Long,
long
pass.
Long pass to Jesse Thomas. He's got to get another. Yeah!
39-36 with 3 minutes left. Oh, it's a typhoon of fun times.
Don't get a basket.
Inside pass here with the Princess
Leia. Yeah, swat it down. That's karma.
Randall Tex Cobb's going to pass over here to Jesse. The Tank Engine Thomas. Let's see if.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's just a shot away.
It's just a shot away. Yay. To hockey inside to Thomas.
Thomas is working it. She's directing traffic. Long shot from Molly Hawkins.
Yeah, 3 points.
Beautiful
Molly
bucket.
Hockey.
42-36. Shrimp.
We don't even have a coach. Oh, back in the Shrimp's hand. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. 2 minutes left. It's 36-42. The Shrimps are leading.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor Jessie's exhausted.
And she has every right to be. We love you, Jesse Thomas. Oh, she's sweating like a punk rocker at the airport.
Braveheart this thing. Freedom!
Not every basketball team truly lives.
That's right.
Thomas has the ball again. 42-36. Pistol Shrimps in
the
lead.
They'd do it to you. Normally, I don't condone that shit, but they've earned their keep tonight. What?
What happened?
She just pushed her.
Oh, they're going to be fouling them, Matt. This is they're going to have to because they're going to go to free throws.
Oh, she just said that to the ref. She just said, we're going to be fouling them.
Yeah, that's to stop the Shrimps from doing what you're saying. right? If the shrimps have the ball and they want to just run out the clock, they're going to foul them, and they're going to make them shoot free throws so they get the ball back because the clock will stop.
Fucking cowards.
That's what I think. But how else are they going to do it? Thomas is going to get free throws here. It almost feels too real to do scriptures.
Yeah, I say we... I'd like to invoke scripture foregoing.
Oh, from Anster's chapter 14, verse 12?
Is it seconded?
Seconded and further moved down the line.
Motion carried.
Hush, hush, keep it down now. Motion carried.
Hush, hush. Jesse keep Thomas with the free throw.
Off
doesn't
the front
go in,
rim,
but
no
it's
good.
Still 36-42 with a minute 35 left on the clock. Long pass intercepted by Molly Hockey. Out into the stratosphere.
Thomas
off the
gets
tips
it to
of
Gray.
Thomas to Gray. Gray to Lund. Who's Lund?
Your wife?
I'm kidding. Mark, I know who my wife
Speaking
is.
Speaking of wives, hi, my husband Greg, as far as I know, listened to every episode of Pistol Shrimps Radio. This was my second. Just writing to say that Christina did a great job.
She does do a great job.
Good job, Mishka.
Good job, Mishka. All
Gray.
Right, Pistol Shrimps free throw.
Off the front
Paisley,
rim.
Paisley, doesn't happen. 125.
Time
there
out.
Is a 6-point spread right now.
Oh, God, the tension in here. I'm going to need a masseuse.
You guys are killing
You guys
it.
Are great. Best in the West, or maybe the whole country.
The Northeast and South of it all.
Matt, 125 on the clock. Jay Wilson wants to know. Sad to know the podcast is ending. It's the perfect antidote to the stresses encountered in life. Love all your podcasts, old and new. Wish you both the best in all your future plans. Just one question before you go.
Will you be a vessel?
Will you be a vessel?
That's from Jared Wilson in Chicago, Illinois, the Mile High City. Thanks, Josh. Jared, whatever your name is. I can't handle this. This is too much. I'm just reading emails as a distraction from the stress.
It makes me try to remember where that came from. I feel like I really saw someone at a televangelist thing. Like
a revival thing going.
So like, I will be a vessel for the Lord or something. And someone echoed back, will you be a vessel? No, I just said I would.
I know, but can I get it in writing?
Isn't it my word good enough?
No.
I'm his lawyer, and I do have a boilerplate contract ready to go if you'd like to be his vessel.
Rebound Lund off to Randall Tex.
Lund got fouled, and she's going to have to shoot a free throw down here. 59.6. That's less than a minute of basketball left, folks. 42-36 Pistol Shrimps in charge.
I don't know about this strategy because...
Why don't you know about it?
Because they're giving them free throws.
Yeah, but you have to make them.
I understand, but you lose nothing in the same... Oh, because they get to rebound after?
Well, the odds are they're going to get the ball back.
Lund's going to take it.
Yeah! Beautiful free throw. Amanda Lund bangs one home there. She gets a second one. Let's see what she can do here, Matt. Holy smokes. This is... That one's short. That's out of bounds.
One out of two.
One out of two ain't bad.
Mark, I lost my virginity to meatloaf. Two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah? How'd it go?
Well, two out of three went
66%?
That's probably about right. But the thing is it was to Meatloaf. He was singing it live.
Yeah, I lost my virginity to Sting's 10 Summoner's Tales.
Seriously?
I don't think so. But it seems it might happen. Oh, look at this. We're just burning the clock here. Yeah, so I like that a lot. 43-3 on the clock. Molly Hockey will shoot some free throws.
Oh, yeah.
Will there be controversy from the Princess Layups if they find out the truth? If this podcast is evidence?
Well, don't even talk about it like that. No,
of Molly Hockey's miraculous recovery.
Yeah. Evidence that everything's on the up and up.
Oh, ball goes in and out of the basket. 43-36, 43.3 seconds on the clock. Molly Hockey shoots.
There it is. It's in the way that you use it. Bop, bop, bop. Boy, don't you know.
Passing
I've
over
seen
here.
Dark shots, never liked. Oh, what's the matter? Didn't make it 3-pointer. Put it in now. Okay, 2 points.
44-38. Pistol Shrimps, 25 seconds on the clock.
We got this. Oh, my God.
Jesse Thomas will get fouled.
Too soon.
Clock stops. See, this is why they're doing it, Matt. With the fouls, the clock stops. They have to make the points. If they don't make them, then it's a different story.
But Jesse's going to make this.
I have every confidence that she will.
I still just...
She just took it.
There it is.
Straight away. 45-38.
Come on, you're giving it away, layups, and it's your own design.
We had a violation. Oh, I don't know what happened.
They did a. She did a, like a strong bank, trying not to make a basket.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can't do that.
Oh.
You can't just pass it to yourself off the backboard.
Oh, so yeah, if somebody else got it, it would have been okay?
No, I think you're supposed to just, when you shoot a free throw, you just have to shoot the free throw. You can't just shoot it.
That was a long shot for the layups. It didn't go in. It's a toot-toot. Is it another foul?
Yeah, they fouled him again.
This is not a way to play a basketball game.
You got
to
grind them out here, Matt, but it's a, boy, does it feel like a lost cause starring Beck.
Baby, you're lost. Baby, your lost cause.
Is that maybe the most unlikely sports anthem to play in an arena?
Is that a sports anthem?
No, I'm saying, like, what's the most unlikely song to be played, you know? Lakers are playing the Golden State Warriors. The Lakers are up by two with 1 minute left. They're going to put on Lost Cause by Beck.
There it is, a point for Paisley Gray.
45-38.
Turn on your hot light.
That's probably one they wouldn't play. Game over here.
Dream. Don't wake me up too soon.
We're going to get a long shot here from 21.
Take a ride across. It's no good.
Big win for the Shrimps.
One, and the crowd are going crazy.
Listen to them.
Listen to the rhythm of my beating heart. I started to sing a song and forgot what it was.
Matt, just listen to this crowd.
Boy, did I have a great time tonight at the basketball game.
Hey, I liked this. I had a great time.
How did I get in here? I'm part of a prison colony.
Is this the Glendale Galleria? I'd like to buy a watch.
Where's the Lego store?
Fun times. Wow. Well, folks, 45 for the Shrimps, 38 for the Princess Layups. That's a big W. For
that's
the Pistol Shrimps.
That's basically a hotel in Hollywood. A big W. That is a 43rd president. Jesse, the Tank Engine Thomas, you were a machine.
Woo!
That was amazing.
That was fucking game.
You guys tore it up.
You were on fire tonight.
I felt on fire tonight.
That's good. If you want to put out the fire with a little soft-eaten licorice, we can do
good.
It.
I'm feeling good. I got a shot. And I got some rebounds.
You did a free throw there, and it was free. Sure. Did it free you?
I feel Kristen, so free.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And then Molly Hockey's here playing basketball miraculously, so that's great.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, folks. Well, Pistol Shrimps Radio will not be on the radio next week because
we're shoveling turkey down our gizzlers.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving week and there's no game. But the next game, Pan Pacific Park, 9 p.m. the
27th. 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Molly, what a game tonight.
Great job, Molly.
What a game.
I got a lot of points. I got some fouls, but I was aggressive.
That was great. And you really definitely played.
Yeah, that was definitely me out there in my jersey. Wow.
Just playing basketball.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, just playing basketball. Best game of my life. Gotta go.
Molly's gotta go. There's a game
Molly
on.
Molly changed out of her uniform real quick.
She just put a sweater on because it is getting cold around town. There's a picture of the Shrimps. You can check out their Instagram. It'll be up on that. So, Matt, we have a game on December 4th. That's at Pan Pacific Park at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
That's a hellscape right there. But then on the 11th, 9 p.m., North Weddington.
Oh,
the
yeah.
final Pistol Shrimps Radio. We're going to have to do
that's
a little
the final
something
one?
On December
that's
11th.
That's the best case
best
scenario.
Gym. Last game. It's the last game of the night at the best gym in the league. And
we
then what's nearby?
Special?
You think Boston Market's still open at 10 p.m.? No.
I think if I put a little piece of tinfoil in the door...
We're going to have
they
to do something. What's nearby there? Nothing,
In
really.
In-N-Out.
You want to have a party at In-N-Out?
Yeah.
Or do you want to have a party at... We're going to find somewhere.
Maybe we could have people back at our place.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Look, there'll be something going on, and you'll hear all about it here on Pistol Shrimps
That's
Radio.
Right. That was a great game. You guys, come get some candy and goods.
Please, go ahead. Just dip into this maple bacon onion jam.
Look, we got real maple syrup.
Yeah. It's real.
We got soft-eating licorice. You guys want some?
I just want the folks at home to know, if a breakfast place is serving pancake syrup, I'm leaving. I want real maple syrup.
Real maple syrup.
And if I'm ordering an omelet if you have fake syrup.
Does syrup come out of any other tree but a maple? Like, can you have, like, pine syrup?
Yeah, I had some beechwood syrup the other night that would turn your hair tin.
I'm proud of you.
Sugar up.
I could hear you guys cheering me on while I was out there, and it actually made me feel... It was that extra 10% I needed to.
You need a little jolt. I love it.
Thank you, because I came into this podcast a dullard, and your gameplay recharged me and gave me a second half win that I've never had.
And if you listen back,
I gotta say that was one of the biggest shrimps comebacks I've ever seen.
Yeah, you were down 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
And you started with 3 players, then 4, then 5. That was a game for the ages.
And Jesse was so inspiring in that game. You really were.
I just told everyone to dig deep and play like it's the last game of your life. And that's a good lesson for you guys out there.
Dig deep and play like it's the last game of your life.
Yeah. Now, that was something that sounded like a platitude, but I don't think was.
It felt very earnest.
Yeah.
And it came from the heart.
I think you're right. Okay, well, it's time to wrap this up because we got about a dick load of candy we got to somehow wheelbarrow out of here.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, folks, from all of us at Pistol Shrimps Radio,
I'm Matt Gorley.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
And he's Mark McConville.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
And Pistol Shrimps Giving.
And also,
thank
you.